All right, I got some audio that was given to me, very secretive. I didn't know this was going on. And the first one you're going to hear, we've actually played before, one time. But it was on our weekend show, so nobody heard it. Because that show sucks.
Huh. But you're terrible at marketing.
Our man Norman has a bit of a hobby. And he'll go out and do stand-up comedy. And he does kind of sports stand-up comedy. People don't know he does it. He doesn't advertise. He uses his real name, but I just don't think he goes on billboards or whatever, and he just...
He's like Duke Silver. Ron Swanson's alter ego. Right. He goes out and plays jazz.
But he...
I wish you guys would invite me so I could actually see it, because the audio is so great that...
I don't even know when he does it.
Well, I mean, get him to tell you.
I've never even talked to him face-to-face about
Mary.
This.
Mary will know.
Like, doesn't he go, like, on the way to the track some nights?
See, that would make sense.
Maybe he'll just mix it in at the improv and then just head to Lone Star.
And I think he's just got a deal where he can kind of show up, and they're like, all right, whatever, we'll let him do it. And I don't know if he does it on open mic nights or what he does, but anyway, I have two cuts of audio, or basically two sets that he's done, and I don't, you know, I haven't even listened to these, so I don't know if it goes great or not. This is the one that's been played once before, but it's worth listening to again. So here's Norm's attempt at stand-up comedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next performer, the sports comedy of Norm Hitzkus. Do you know what? I went back yesterday what I thought was a fun moment. When I asked John Daniels about Ron Washington's contract status, and he said, well, he was just in here and left the room so I could do this kind of this hockey thing. Who knows what they were working on? But I thought that was a wonderful moment. Next. I looked at the Rays catcher Jose Molina and concluded he has not missed any meals lately. Holy cow! When he put that giant helmet on that he uses to catch, he's got one of those full, like, football helmets on. I swear, I thought, David Arkin's gone, he's a cowboy this week. Wow. And by the way, last week, the Cowboys gave up 501 yards to the San Diego Chargers. Couldn't stop them. We held them to 501. It was their 501K play. I got a question about this Diet Coke. Okay, I just went down to the machine, okay, and put a dollar in and got a quarter back. I paid 75 cents for this Coke. Also in the machine, the whole machine is owned by Coca-Cola products, I think. Also in the machine is water. And the water costs $1.25. So my question is, where do they start making Diet Coke? What? Then they put a bunch of stuff in it, and it decreases the value. Why do they make this stuff? Why don't they just sell the water? I don't know. It costs less to get this can of water that's had a whole bunch of stuff put in it than the water itself. Have you ever been with someone who did experience hallucinations or schizophrenia or some of the things they say can happen? Sorry, I'm laughing here, but I get to fourth floor and I start to turn around. A very serious question. How many people have died on Everest?
What? No.
Do you text? Do you Instagram? Do you post 6 or 8, 10 new pictures a day on Facebook? Do you, I don't know what they call these things, papa shots or something? There's all sorts of things.
Wow,
that's
a tough crowd. They care so much about their sports humor.
Yeah, that one didn't go well.
They really turned on the Mount Everest comment.
Yeah, that's where they. I think he that's lost where the line.
I think he lost his confidence there a little bit. He just started shooting, scatter shooting, throwing things out there.
Everybody loves Everest.
And they don't want to know about the bad parts.
No.
Yeah, it's one of our sacred cows.
It really is.
You'd think you'd give him a little more leeway, the crowd would, but no, it just doesn't.
They took his good leg.
Was that his first time ever doing it?
I think that's the first time I ever heard the audio of
Okay, so maybe that was his first time. He probably refined his game a little bit.
It sounded like he was walking better on that stage when he walked up to the microphone. Like, I haven't seen Norm take steps like that in a while.
Sounded like there was a microphone on the stage.
Right.
Yeah.
A little hop in his step.
Just really well mic'd.
All those butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
I need a couple minutes of vamping.
Just floated across the stage. Really?
My thought is that, first off, where's the comedy club that is that full of patrons and wanting to see good comedy, and are they upset that Norm walks on stage?
Well, I mean, he tried, and he is a living legend in this town. Again, you'd think that...
Yeah, but nobody's bulletproof, Mike.
No, apparently not. So I imagine he took that knowledge, right? What he learned from this first...
I would think he definitely refined his game.
You'd think so. I haven't heard this one, but I now have just gotten recently another cut of audio of his second attempt.
Is he all right with you playing all this? I mean...
He's out of the country. Don't worry about it, Trey.
Yeah, he's in...
he'll never know.
He's in Nicaragua. So here's, I think, this is just not too long ago. It was another attempt here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage, Norm Hitzkus.
I hope this goes better for him.
I think it will.
Hey. I'm wondering what metal Bud goes to next to promote its next great beer. We've gone through the silvers and the golds. We've arrived at Bud Platinum. Do we have Bud Uranium next year?
Oh, no.
They always tell us it's a Maine lobster. How do we know lobster's from Maine? Indiana duckling. What, did it fly through Indiana? Did it stop in Indiana? Was it born in Indiana? How do we know it's an Indiana duckling? I mean, how can you look? What, does a Maine lobster have a little bit of an accent? Bahaba. I came from Bahaba. My North Korea. What a zoo this place is. Rajan is a conduit to Jordan. Man, he's got to go through Bill Wennington first, though, before he gets to Jordan. Bill Wennington and Billy Cartwright. Finally, you know, 5 years from now, he'll build up to a phone call from Scottie Pippen and then some personally signed Hanes undershirts from Jordan. Everybody in North Korea will, under the pain of execution, wear Hanes t-shirts. And the official country motto of North Korea will become, "Where do we get our Hanes on you?" Next. San Diego, who lost Ken Wisenhunt to the Titans as head coach, has promoted Frank Reich, the former Bills quarterback. My thought is, I wonder if he's got a son that he named Frank.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Because if his son, Frank, then had a son, that son would be Frank Reich III. There's something...
Huh.
Anyway, on we go. I considered something really funny yesterday. The Redskin. Let's not change the nickname at all. Let's simply say it's about the potato, the Redskin. And that we call them the Washington Redskins, and that but it would be a reference to the potato, the Redskin potato. And that the logo would just be a potato. Potato. And the first woman to participate in the Super Bowl coin toss was Marie Lombardi, the widow of Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi's widow, Marie, what he had thought about her being...
So the Lombardi line
drove him. You're always looking for the tipping point.
Not the Nazis, not the Redskins.
Yeah, don't mess with the widow of Lombardi.
It sounded like folks were still enjoying their meal, though, throughout.
Yeah, they were eating, but then they started just throwing glasses and tomatoes at Norm, I'm guessing.
Seemed like a really classy place, too, with all the clinking and clanging.
It's a dinner and comedy joint.
The potato.
All right, well, there's a couple swings from old Norman. Stand-up comedy, I think, pretty good.
I don't want to see it.
Pretty good. 11:48 is the time. I think it's Bad Radio next. Ticket.